Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
Parang sa mga manliligaw yan, siguro yung yeah, yeah, yeah. Totoo sinasabi sa inyo at papatunayan talaga sa inyo, hindi lang sa panliligaw magaling. You know what, alam ko kasi kung saan siya nanggaling kaya natatawa na lang ako eh. Na parang lagi ko naman siya nire-remind dati na, boss, yung tingin mong makamasa ka na, hindi ba yun yun?
Hello, mga kapitbahay! This is Yudes!
This is Ina!
This is Sari!
And Athena here!
And y'all are listening to... Cool
Dazzers!
Sabay-sabay! Tare!
Gago ang mature ko, sabi ko, diba? Yudes, lumayo ka sa mic. Sobrang layo na.
Sabay-sabay! Hello mga kapitbahay, kumusta? Sana okay lang kayo, lalo na yung mga nanggaling ng Pasay Rally. Aim high Pasay, 420K strong.
I've never been so proud na taga-Pasay ako. Actually lang mo, wala naman talagang masyadong anything sa Pasay para maging proud ka. Tapos, dito talaga nangyari yung ano.
Yung 420K.
Yes, go.
Or 70,000 according sa ano. Charot.
Ah, ganon. 70,000. Sige, bilangan tayo sa kabila, chari! Ah, ganon. Pa-reveal na. Charot na ganon. Aga-aga, bardagulan.
Pa-aerial shot naman kayo.
Oh, pa-drone naman kayo. Charot.
Pa-drone shot naman dyan, Tito.
Pa-live broadcast naman kayo. Na may drone.
Radical love, magmahal mga butang ina nyo.
Radical love found nowhere.
Found nowhere. Minsan kasi alam nyo, inaano tayo, ginigiit tayo. Charot.
Pero yun nga mga bay, I hope yung mga umatay ng Pasay Rally. Ay, pasa, tama, Pasay. Pasay Rally the past weekend. We hope you're doing okay. And at the same time, we're very, very heartened and gladdened by dun sa reception. Grabe, akala mo organizer. Nung... In general, di ba, you saw the ano, you saw the camaraderie, you saw the warmth of the crowd, and at the same time, nakita mo rin yung kabaklaan ng mga ano, ng mga artista. Nakakatawa yun, nakakatawa siya. And punchline, and shout out kay Ate na umakyat ng pudo, Ate Bayani ka.
Alam mo, one of my favorite Lenny Rally moments, yung kumakanta si Nadine Lustre, tapos may nakabot sa kanya ng Mang Tomas. Why? Pampanga, as in tawang-tawa ako.
Bakit nakabot ng Mang Tomas?
Kasi di ba may viral siya na picture na nagbabayad siya ng parang nakapila siya sa grocery sa Siargao na tapos yung binibili niya Mang Tomas. Tapos habang kumakanta siya sa Pampanga, tangina, alam mo, wala kasing ganun eh, 'di ba? Sa for example sa rally sa kabila, pag nangyari 'yon, itatakil yung umakyat ng stage. Kago yung lalaking umakyat ng stage, tumakbo lang kasi inabot kay Nadine. Tinignan nila din ko ano yung inabot sa kanya, natawa siya, tang ina.
Dog show me.
Alam mo minsan yung mga rally ni Lenny, dog show.
Ma'am, alam mo abot tayo. Actually, ngayon na natin pag-usapan. Kasi tawang-tawa. Ang daming moments ng Pasay Rally na tawang-tawa ako. Kasi I was here. Ma'am, alam mo, planano ko talaga mag-Pasay Rally. Kaso ang nangyari, di ba kunento ko to sa Kodazers? 2 days before nag-Pasay Rally, ma'am, nalaglag ako ng jeep.
Oh, bakit?
Ng jeep. Kasi nagpunta ko na sa Lazaro, pinaparepair ko kasi yung phone ko. Tapos alam mo naman yung San Lazaro, di ba? Yung mga jeep papuntang San Lazaro, minsan buwis buhay yung pagsakay ng jeep doon. Kasi sa intersection ka sasakay, sa intersection nagsastop yung mga jeep. So maraming tutut, maraming puwipit-pit sa likod. Tapos si bakla, nag-aabang. Tapos yung jeep, Miguel, yung jeep, indecisive. Hindi siya sure kung gusto niya ba akong kunin or hindi. So para ako, my God, parang mag-first move na ako. Ma'am, tumakbo ako. Tapos dahil nga I gained weight, wala na akong tansya sa body weight ko. Because feeling ko, isu-super jump ko na to. Ma'am, nag-super jump si bakla. Pumama yung ulo ko dun sa ano, yung sa head, yung sa entrance.
Oh my God!
Yung head, basta yung headboard doon, tumama, boom, tapos si bakla, yung tuhod ko, tumama dun sa ano. Ay yung, tumama yung tuhod ko, tapos nag-slide ako. Ma'am, nag-slide talaga ako na, ay! Tulong! Gumawa talaga ako sa mga tao dun sa loob. Tapos ayun, nalaglag ako sa jeep. So, parang, tinawanan ko na lang, pero ma'am, ang sakit-sakit ng pride ko nun. Tapos yung pag-uwi ko, ma'am, yung t-shirt ko, pwede ka na magpiga. Pwede ka na magpiga. So, that was the ultimate sign that I needed to lose weight na.
Because kuya, I was... Ang nakakatawa dun, kuya, parang ang layo ng bahay mo from SM San Lazaro para talunin mo yung jeep.
Eh, kasi wala nang ibang jeep noon. Tapos parang sabi ko, nung the day after, kinento ko kay Toto, yun lang mo nalaglag ako sa jeep. Tapos yung t-shirt ko, napiga. Tapos sabi ko, tara punta tayo ng Pasay Rally. Tapos sabi niya, alam mo, mamamatay ka pa nagpasay rally ka kung ganun ka nakalala magpawis. Ako, hindi kaya yan. Tapos sabi ko, sige, baba muna tayo, pure gold muna tayo. Ma'am, pagdating sa pure gold, ma'am, hingal na hingal ako. Alam mo, dahil mahal kita. Advice na wag ka nang tumuloy kasi kung dito pa lang namamatay ka na, mamatay ka doon. Anyway, so nanonood kami dito sa taas sa Pasay Rally. Mang tawang-tawa ako nung pumasok si Regine. Naiyak ako, tapos at the same time, tawang-tawa ako nung ano, yung pagkatapos ng una niyang kanta, yung nagpapaabot na yung mga tao sa kanya.
Sabi niya ginawa daw siyang taga-abot.
Oo, ang kalat ni bakla.
Wala pa kayo cellphone dyan, napapamigay.
Tapos
bakit na daw si cash daw?
Si Regine Velasquez siya, nangihingi siya sa audience ng cash. Sabi niya, wala ba dyan cash? Takin sa utak ko, takin po Regine, ang yaman niya.
Pareho sila ni Sharon humihingi ng libreng mga ano, mga photocards.
Mga merch. Takin mo ako, di parang, tayo na mo Sharon ha, kayang-kaya mo bumili ng merch ng K-pop.
Man, promise, parang dumudo. But I think, totoo nga yung sabi ni Ina, I think it's also because of the environment that's, you know, created by the supporters or created by the rallies. It's very comfortable. So I think these personalities, a lot of their personalities, kind of forget for a second there that they're personalities to begin with. Alam mo yun?
Oh, kahit sila ng ano eh, Nike. Alam mo, and then kasi, they invited yung mga influencers na, alam mo yun, yung ang galing sa dog show one. So, nagdo-dog show na din talaga lahat ng tao. And alam mo, I think it's all in good fun. Hindi kasi stuffy yung kind of leadership ni Lenny. So, alam mo yun, parang I think people are comfortable to do, you know, stuff like that. Kahit yung mga tao sa audience, diba? Parang, kunyari may nakataas na placard. May isa sisigaw, baba ang placard, baba ang plus lahat na ng tao, baba mo yung placard mo.
Yay! May ganun sa Pasig.
Meron daw ang nangyari, ano, yung parang may narinig sila nagka-countdown. 10! Na, akala nila may mangyayari. Puntain na binabasa lang pala yung countdown ng ano, ng stoplight.
Tawang-tawa ka sa TikTok na yun, gago.
Meron pa, yung friend ko, nagutom sila. So sumigaw lang sila, pay yung pagkain. Dumadating doon ang pagkain. Tapos meron isang beses, tinry lang nila, may lumpia ba kayo dyan? Nagsigawan sila, dumating daw, may lumpia. May...
Birthday na birthday lumpia. Alam mo, kulang na lang yung hotdog na may ano, yung hotdog na may marshmallow. Pero wag yung marshmallow, yung hotdog na galing kinatina, tangin na delikado yun.
Alam mo, ano yun, Dave? Ano tag mo ito? Murder hotdog yun. Kailangan nakastick. Kailangan nasa pabitin.
Pero yeah, you know, it's fun that you're able to see. I think I've, you know, in... After watching so many rallies throughout the years, but I think this is the first time I saw people in a rally actually having fun.
Ay, oo.
Ina, what ikaw? Between all of us, I think ikaw may pinakamaraming experience sa rally dito. Both intense rally and yung alam mo yung mga sorties na ganito.
Syempre iba naman yung ano, yung rally na yung nagpo-protest kayo. Iba din yung sortie. And I really think yung kasi ito talaga, I think the thing that's very intense about this, isang daming artista, ang daming tao, tapos parang you all went there because you wanted to. I mean, I've been to, I mean, nag-staff na din ako before sa mga political sorties. There are people there who are supporters. And of course, they also want to be there. But not in a, I think, dito kasi, obviously naman, no, sa mga nakikinig sa amin, we support Lenny. I think yung fire that people bring to the rallies is different this time around. Yun, yeah. Yung tinatanong ko dati, parang nung mga past political rallies ba, nung mga presidents, ganito ka-intense. Pero hindi, I think it's really yung uhaw to change. Not just kasi diba it's usually a protest vote against this and that. Ito, hindi lang siya protest vote sa previous admin. Yung uhaw talaga na, oh, magbago na tayo! Alam mo yung gano'n?
Parang alam mo, urat na, gano'n. Parang, taga na, gano'n.
O, parang, kaya lahat ng tao, ano, susugod ako down! Gano'n. Sa sariling gastos, sariling, parang people prepare for it like it's an athletic camping event, yung may dalang mga pagkain. So, it's, ayun, iba yun. Iba yung ganong feeling. Kasi hindi siya yung, kaya nga I think the call is panalo na natin ito. Kasi tayo yung sinasabi ni Lenny, di ba, na yung laylayan, yun yung magiging bagong center. And I think that speaks a lot sa campaigns niya. Kasi dati, yung pagkain galing sa organizers, yung venue, yung organizers yung magde-determine. Ito, di ba nga kaya minsan ang daming nagiging false info kasi parang nai-excite lahat. Uy, meron daw sa Luneta. Tapos magbubok yung mga tao ng hotel sa may Luneta. Tapos gagawin, di ba na totoo? Alam mo yun? Kaya nga yung advice is always just look at the Facebook page ng Robredo People's Council for confirmed rallies. Kasi yung info nang gagaling sa baba. Alam mo yun, parang...
It's no longer a trickle down, but trickle up yung mga ano mo, yung influences ng... yung bubo ng, what you call this, ng rally.
And not saying na hindi yan nangyayari. Ah. I mean, it does happen in communities, especially community-led. Yung mga party lists and yung sa mga candidates na wala silang malaking makinarya. It does
happen. But of this big scale.
Oo, ang laki talaga, ma'am. Alam mo yun, di ba nga Siski 6? Siski 6, isa siya sa nag-organize nung Bohol rally. Nobody told them to do that. Hindi, alam mo yun, it's not the Robredo People's Council that went to them and said, uy, mag-ano tayo ah, parali tayo sa Bohol. Hindi, sila lang yon. And Gabby yun, I think, hopefully to me, ma-maintain yung momentum nung ganito, even right after she wins. Oy, nag-assume na mauna-lalo!
Manifesting.
Manifesting. So, ayun. Go.
Sorry, ikaw, may susubi ka ba?
Ano ba? Alam mo, sobrang nasa-stress lang ako na ngayong papalapit na yung election. Nasa-stress ako kasi para akong buntis na nagiging sensitive about everything. Like, or it's my period. I don't know. I cry when I check Facebook.
Alam mo, nakakaiyak lang kasi talaga yung mga entry ng mga tao. Yung mga iyakin for Lenny.
Mostly I cry because naiinis ako sa mga kamag-anak ko who doesn't want to vote for her and they are vocal about it. It's not that they are voting the other person, but anong tawag dito, they are actively saying why they hate our person. Alam mo yon? And I'm like, so tell me, I want someone to convince me why I should vote for the other person, for the red one. Kasi parang isa na rin tong paalaala dahil nasa stress ako, na yung mga tao nag-away-away instead na i-convince sila isa't isa na i-bota natin tong taong to.
Alam mo yun nga, go.
Nalulungkot ako at some point na parang yung mga kakampinks, sila mismo yung nag-turn off sa mga other people. Kasi ayaw nila maging kakamping dahil elitista ang kakamping, intimidating, ganito, ganyan. And sometimes, alam mo yung maniniwala ka ng, uy, ganun kasi yung mga kasama natin eh. Pero, parang, hello, saan ka nakakita ng isang tao na pinangangampan niya ng maraming tao? And alam mo yun, tuwan-tuwa ako dun sa idea na yung mga artists na bubuhay at nagiging essential sila dahil pinaglalaban nila hindi lang yung kandidato nila pero pinaglalaban nila yung buong bansa through their art. And sobrang nakakabuhay sa akin yun. Saan ka nakakita na yung mga artists, including these celebrities, mga artist tong mga to eh. They are
erstwhile, never sila nag-express ng political ano nila, ng political position nila.
Combo-combo na tayo. Yung vice ganda, parang power combo yun eh. Isama mo pa tong si ano eh. Yung Tres Marias, Liza Soberano, Catherine Bernardo na din. Ma'am, ano mo, lahat na ng combo, ginawa na ng Lenny, yung ng side ni Lenny. And hindi galing sa kanya yung mga ideas na yun. Yung mga taong bayan yung gumagawa ng ganyan. Itong street party sa Maginhawa, anong kilalaman ni Lenny doon? Wala nga si Lenny noon eh.
Tambay kasi si Lenny na Maginhawa.
Nakakaloko.
Parang recently nag-party sila sa Kalay, di ba? Or yung mga Kalay dormmates niya, nag-party sila nung birthday niya.
Something. Pero di ba?
Or kahapon. Alo?
Parang buhay ko na naabutan kong mga eleksyon, walang ganitong movement na nangyari. This is already a movement.
It is.
And ang frontliner ng mga to, karamihan ay artists. And in buong pandemic, laging pinag-uusapan yan, essential ba tayo, non-essential? Pero this time around, parang, ramdam ko yung puso ng mga artists na, tang ina nyo, kaya namin kayo ipaglaban. Kaya namin ipaglaban ang buong bansa. And we created this movement. And ewan ko, nakaka-proud yung pakiramdam na yun. And nakaka-ano na parang hindi, tutulong ako, makikijoin ako. Pero yun nga eh, kaya sumasakit siguro yung puso ko pag may mga taong saying they are not for Lenny. Because meron silang mga dahilan na parang hindi naman nag-work for me. Diba? May mga naririnig kayong ganun eh. Meron silang mga dahilan kung bakit ayaw nila. Pero di naman nila masabi kung bakit yung kabila. Ganun.
Alam mo, actually, magandang prompt yan, Sally. Because aabot na tayo ngayon sa official brunt nitong usapan ng kuda na to. Kasi obviously...
Sorry, naririnig niyo ba yung pusa?
Okay lang.
Oo, alam mo, kasama siya sa kuda. Malam, you know...
Malahat opinion. Kasi pala yun
yung toxic jowa niya. Nililigawan pa rin siya.
Okay. Wala siyang, walang mahihita yung toxic jowa niya sa kanya dahil kapon na siya.
Kahapon, ano lang, masihit ko. Kahapon nag-date sila kasi broad daylight. Binubuksan na namin yung bintana for her. Wala lang. Parang gusto niya yata yung mag-usap lang muna ulit sila. Kasi nag-uusap lang sila sa ilalim ng motor. Like, nakaupo sila doon. Kasi... nag-uusap sila, ma'am.
Nakasukan Bridgerton, no? Nag-uusap lang sila.
Natatawa ko kasi iniisip ko kung tao ba si Bala or pusa siya.
sabi siguro ni Bala. Parang
agad. Kasi lagi siyang binubutikol. Yan, yung naririnig yung ngyaw-ngyaw dyan. Butikol ni Bura yun. Tapos parang, si Bala, ayaw niya ng karat agad. Gusto niya usap lang muna ulit.
Oh, sila. Kasi she knows her worth, you know?
Sabi nga ni Mala sa gobyernong tapat. Hindi tayo buti ko lahat. Sige. Take all this. Yun nga. So going back to what Sari said is a nice prompt towards the actual topic at hand. Obviously, a topic natin today will cover the impending elections, you know. But at the same time, I think now is a good time to create a space wherein maaari natin pag-usapan. Not just simply, you know, our endorsement or our support for Lenny. Vice ganda ka, girl! Our endorsement. our official
surprise
support.
Surprise guest ka, girl.
Malay nyo naman!
Bekene, men! Bibi Lenny, charot.
Ma'am, ma'am, papatulo ako doon kahit ano. Kailangan lang ng yelo sa tabi. Kahit host lang po ng mga small parties, papatulo po kami doon.
pag-akyat natin sa stage, mga kakamping! Nasabi, sino yun? sino yung mga yan?
Anyway, so today we're going to talk about what exactly is it that we look for a leader, and at the same time, what kind of leadership that we are looking for or that we are dreaming about when we cast our vote for this coming May 9th. You know, this is a very, I think at the same time, this is also, the stakes are very high, no? maliban yun sa mga nasa yung mga nagtutunggali ngayon sa balota, I think it's, you know, you have Ukraine, you have global warming, you have the breathe the earth, let the earth breathe movement. It's a lot of these things, and whoever's going to win the presidency or whoever's going to win the seat, they're the ones who's going to deal with this.
Yeah.
That's why I think the stakes are even higher than they already are to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, sige, baano yun tayo? Let's start with something simple. What's been your past election experience? How have you been involved in past elections? And how is it different now?
Well, ako, aminado kasi ako na I join elections to earn.
Mm.
Like, I'm very active with elections because I earn from it.
You join the team, yung mga production, mga ganyan.
Yeah, I join teams. I join yung mga data analysis. Yung pagpaplano ng mga campaign and kung ano yung mga move na gagawin, ganun. And even nga yung mga ano eh, yung mga as a runner, ganyan. Mm. Pero, alam nyo, malaki kasi talagang pera sa mga trapo.
Mm.
So, aminado ko in the past, parang I make sure na mag-work ako with those trapos because I earn from them.
Mm.
Pero it's not necessarily helping them. I am just parang saying, parang nire-real talk ko lang sila about what I observe.
Mm.
Pero ano kasi, anong tawag dito, hindi ko binibenta ang boto ko sa kanila. Yun naman yung ano sa akin na parang, sige, gamitin nyo ako. Pero hindi ibig sabihin, iboboto ko kayo. Bakit nakausapan ba? Wala naman. So, I mean, akala ko magagano ako this year. Pero alam nyo guys, wala akong lusot. Promise. Wala akong lusot. Kasi ang mga tao ay natatakot sa movement ng nangyayari. So yung mga kalaban ng movement na ito, they are all afraid na magpakita ka lang ng konting pink or konting color. Ay nako, allergic sila dyan. Iba talaga yung ngayon kasi hindi lang siya campaign ng mga tao. It's a campaign for a better government talaga.
Mm. What about you, Ina?
Ako, nung ilang beses na kasi ako lumipat eh. So, I'm parang hindi ganun ka. Parang hindi ganun ka. Diba usually, I mean, may mga times na nasa Manila ako na yes, part ako nung parang mga sortie, tas magsa-staff ako pag may mga ganon. Pero hindi siya every election. Parang pili siya. Kasi nakailang move na ako. I mean, I've lived in Iloilo, then Dumaguete, then Manila, then Iloilo again. So sobrang dami ko ng lugar na nalipatan. Pero active voter talaga ako. I think I only missed 2 elections. So, parang, I think hindi ako nakaboto nung presidential election ni Noy Noy and then 1 senatorial election.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, dati, active talaga. I mean, kung hindi ako lumipat that election, bumoboto talaga ako.
Mm-hmm.
And, ano ako, since palipat-lipat ako, active ako sa... Yun talaga yung difference eh. Parang dati, active naman ako sa social media to campaign for my candidate. Pero grabe talaga yung election this year. It's really, really intense. Tama si Yudzi, the stakes are so high. Parang guguho na yung mundo natin. Kailangan ibigay na natin siya sa taong maayos yung gagawin.
Tama.
Kasi, yun, I really think yun yung stakes. And I'm gonna say this, I know people find this a criticism against the campaign of Lenny na sinasabi nila, you know, parang you guys are favoring Lenny because ayaw niyong bumalik si Marcos sa Malacanang. That's exactly true. Ako, personally, I believe that you have to block the Marcoses from coming back. Because ang dami nilang sins. I mean, I'd get it kung parang they were apologetic, they returned the money and so on and so forth, but they didn't. And you know, there's no assurance that they will not plunder the country again. So ako, valid yon, hindi yon dapat point of criticism dun sa campaign ni Lenny. It's true, people don't want Marcos to win because they don't want him back.
Galit na galit sila na parang nag-negative campaigning daw itong mga kakampaign. Pero, anong tawag dito, they're just stating facts. They don't pay the taxes, ninakawan nila tayo. Ayaw natin mangyari ulit yun. Sinasabi lang naman natin yung totoo na ginawa nila.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
But I think that's also the thing that we have to, what they call this, negotiate there. And just as much as we believe that we are in the right, these are also people who also believe that we are in the right side of history. Because, you know, because that's how they've been, that's the environment they grew up in. I remember before, I think nakwento ko na to sa Kodazers, there was this one kid I was working with before. I say kid because he's younger than I am, but really he's 25 now. But I think when we were talking, he was around 18 or 19 at that time. And then when he learned that I was Ilocano, parang so manong parang super solid North, parang sabi ko, no, I am not, sabi ko. But then tapos sabi niya, talaga kuya, kasi ako sabi ko. Then I asked him why? Tell me why. And then, you know, a lot of them, or at least, you know, from my experience, nung tinanong ko siya, that was a question that he was not intrinsically prepared for. Maybe it's something that he thought about, but when, you know, when confronted with it, never really took the time to really question why am I casting my support for this person? And I think that's it's the same situation for a lot of people who are also supporting the other camp.
I think that's true when speaking of past elections, even the elections I've never voted in kasi nung bata ako. It's true. Like, for example, ipaparot mo lang yung sinasabi ng, literally me, yung sinasabi ng lola ko. Like, for example, I'm pretty sure Raul Rojo is a, you know, was a very, very good politician. Pero nung bata ako, my household was for Raul Rojo. Tapos parang, I never questioned it. Why? Sabihin lang nila ni mama or ng lola ko na, yeah, magaling kasi siya, magaling siya. And I believe that. And if you think about it, if Raul Rojo was a good politician and then they told me he was, I would just believe it. Mm-hmm. Pero imagine another household. And it's not even like a good politician. It's somebody like the Marcoses. And they say the Marcoses are really good. You would just
believe it at face value. Because you're a child.
Tatanda ka na ganon.
We call that sa theory, nag-calcify na siya. Mahirap na, you know, from the idea of calcium, di ba? It hardens, di ba? And that's a hard thing to negotiate. And that's a hard thing to, what they call this, to kind of balance that conversation. I had a very good conversation the other day with a friend of Toto. We had dinner kasi. Na parang, so parang tinanong niya, because he's for Lenny, and I have to give credit to him because he's from Bacolod but he attended the Bulacan sortie, and he also attended the Pampanga sortie, and he was also in the Pasay sortie. Sabi ko, you have to
Ang daming energy.
Diba? And at the same time, but what are your thoughts doon sa yun nga yung usapan na ng elitismo. Sabi ko, you know what? I think that's a natural outcrop that's a natural result of people being, for the lack of better term, radicalized. Alam mo yun? For the first time in their life, suddenly they have the necessary toolkit to talk about politics. At least the basic toolkit. And it's so empowering. Diba? I'm pretty sure, I don't know kung na-ano nyo to, kung experience niya to, Ina. Pero totoo yung sinabi nila na pag namulat ka na, mahirap nang pumikit. And suddenly, once nakita mo, pag namulat ka na, makikita mo talaga injustices everywhere. And it feels so empowering to be able to see that, to be able to point it out, to be able to verbalize na these are the conditions that make things, ano, that these are the conditions of injustices. These are its components, and this is what needs to be fixed. It's a high to be able to say those things, but at the same time, para siyang ano eh, it's para kang nanalo ng ano, ng nanalo ka sa lotto, para kang nanalo ng 1 million kasi hindi mo alam ang gagawin with that toolkit. 1 million is big enough, but it's not really big enough when it comes down to it. Gets bad. Am I making sense? This is a 1 million analogy.
Mm-hmm.
It's big enough to change things or to be able to change your perspective on a lot of things, but it's not really that big enough to, you know, for you to be able to invest properly and create the changes that you want. So in the same vein, I think these people, a lot of the Lenny supporters now who have been for the first time been politically involved. Now it's new for them. So now they're balancing out. Natural transition yan. You develop your politics. Once you develop your politics, you gain the vocabulary for it. You know, at one point you become gung-ho with it. And then eventually, as you gain more experience, especially if you're doing campaigning or you're becoming involved in grassroots movement, that's when mas napapolish ang politics mo, that mas napapolish yung perspective mo in a way na, you know what, we do not agree, but I also see where you're coming from. Yung ganong attitude, kumbaga. And that's something that you develop. I'm not saying that I have that. I have to say that part of the reason why I'm not as gung-ho sa social media is because I get emotional easily. And when I get emotional during argument, I might end up, you know, hurting people unnecessarily. Like, for example, eh kasi naman, ganito naman ang mga, ano, si Lenny. Ta parang, nanay mo, ano? But nanay mo is that? Alam mo, pili ko magaganon ko sila. And I think that will hurt the cause more than anything. But yeah, I think that's the natural, ano, what do you call this? That's my, I guess, my two cents, you know, when negotiating with people who have otherwise have different candidates. But there's also, you know, a deeper thing that needs to be unpacked there na later on padadaanan natin. What about you, Athena? I think being the youngest one dito ngayon sa Kuda, what was your experience during the previous political elections, and how is it changing now?
Actually, ngayon lang ako super naging active. Kasi ngayon lang din naman ako namulat, diba? So, I guess my last election was yung senatorial. Medyo mulat na ako ng 2016 elections, pero that was my dark past. Actually, I was for Duterte at that time. Pero hindi pa ako pwede bumoto. So, yung nanay ko kasi for Duterte. So, I'm also for Duterte. So, alam mo yun. Tapos ano pa ata ako nun eh? 2016.
How old were you?
Second year college.
Oh, second year
college.
So,
ano, hindi pa. No?
Ay, ha? Bawal pa ako.
Na ba? Ah, bawal pa.
No, not yet. Di pa ako 18 noon. So, di pa ako bumoto. And then, now, namulat din, si Kuya is very vocal na politically.
Tibak noon. Si Kuya mo eh.
Tibak na. As in, nag-rally na and everything. Tapos kami, it was, parang ano lang, sinasabihan lang ako ng nanay ko na wag ako gumaya sa kanya, ganon. Kasi tibak din kasi nanay ko before. I don't think pinagsasabi niya to. Sorry, Mom. Pero tibak siya nung ano, nasa PUP siya. So tibak.
Ay, tibak talaga.
Yeah, tibak family. Tibak family. Oo. Si Mama yung ano, taga spray paint sa Menjola. Yeah. Oh, di ba? Badass.
Nanay mo.
Oo, tapos tumatakbo daw sila, ganon. Nakwento lang sa akin. Tapos ano na, kaya niya ako pinagbabawalan sumali sa mga rallies before. Kasi nga alam niya daw kung ano yung kalakaran sa rallies. That's why di ako pinapasama. Tapos si Kuya din pinapagalitan. Pero siyempre wala siyang magagawa kay Kuya. Kasi hello, kulina siya noon. Tapos, siguro, ano, Ako, binoto ko last senatorial election, ocho derecho, obviously. Mm. I was so sad about the results, unfortunately. Pero sana manalo na si Chel this election, you know, and Eric Colmenares. Yes, I am endorsing them. Sino ka dyan? Bumakyat daw ng stage ng rally ni Lenny. I am endorsing Chel Jocna and Mary Colmenares. Sino yan? Sino siya? Who's that girl?
Di ba ka girl? Pero yun, siguro ngayon lang ako talaga naging umaattend ng rallies and nag-actively participate, which is natutuwa si kuya for me. Binibigyan ako ng poster. Alala ko, kasi diba bagong gawa yung bahay namin, tapos malaki yun, diba? Magpapagawa daw kami ng malaking tarp.
Yung subtle flex niya, nagpagawa kami ng bahay, diba?
Kanina lang pinag-uusapan natin, elitism.
O hindi, hindi naman, alam mo, magandang topic yun, mamaya. Sige, anyway, tuloy.
Magpapagawa daw kami ng parang billboard type. Kasi medyo pwedeng ganun sa likod ng bahay namin. Mm-hmm. Yung poster ni Lenny, parang billboard. Kaso sabi nila, baka daw, sabi ni Kuya, natatakot siya. Kasi bahay namin yun. Tapos wala naman kami doon dalawa. Si Mama tsaka si Papa lang yun nandun. So, natakot si Kuya magpagawa ng ganun. Kasi one, unang-una yung bahay. Tapos super super taas niya kasi. So, hindi makita. Kita siya everywhere. Mm-hmm. So, like, It could be a target. Alam
ka na subtle flex yan, Nina. Kitang-kita kasi siya everywhere.
Kasi how do I like explain it in like ano yun? Masakita siya everywhere. Sa labas pa lang kita na yung bahay ng village. So it could be a target for ano. So ngayon, I cannot compare my political experience right now sa elections per se. But I actually am enjoying for na I have an opinion na I get to vocalize it and so does other people with me. Yeah, and I parang asarap sa feeling ganun.
Alam mo yung sinabi ni Athena kanina, brings up a very important point na you know that really happens during elections is and at the same time I think is something that I think a lot of the supporters right now of Lenny Sorties are something that we need to follow up once if she wins, diba? Hopefully she wins. That we need to make our candidates accountable for all their promises. Because you know what, Athena, I think you're not alone in, you know, to be swayed or to be taken by the politics of the 2016 elections. Because it was really something new, eh. Diba? Ina, sorry, tayo ba yung nag-uusap nun yung regarding that na a lot of people were really taken with the 2016 elections because it was a different brand of politics from the one that we were accustomed to.
I think yun yung ano, yun yung naging myth of the 2016 elections that it was something new. That I think yun yung ngayong ini-emphasize natin. That's why we're emphasizing data and evidence for this election. Because that was the myth of 2016. That Duterte is for the people. Diba yung parang kung nag-viral na nasira yung shoes niya. And he was so humble. He was still sleeping in Akulambo. You know, nagkakamay siya kumain. I know we're also falling prey sa ganon kay Lenny. You know, the humble things that she does. It overwhelms us. And parang wow, totoo siyang tao. But then again, the difference is this time, we have evidence to prove that totoo siyang tao. Like, you know, what's not clicking, girl? Pag tinignan mo kung saan sila lahat nakatira, she's literally the only one that doesn't live in a mansion. She's very transparent with her sal and yung mga ganon. So, yun yung naging myth ng 2016 that we were all so taken with na things are going to change because Duterte knows how common people live. And ako, syempre of course we sometimes romanticize that about Lenny. But the thing is, those are pretty good stories. Pero tama ka, we have to hold them accountable afterwards. That's not gonna make them, well, that's gonna help in making them good leaders kasi nga alam nila yung grassroots. But then, you know, it's really evidence-based talaga. The track record of Lenny says so.
that she is a grassroots organizer. She's a, not an organizer. She's a, yeah, probably she's a grassroots organizer. She goes to communities. She talks to the people. She decentralizes her programs. Yun, na, yun yung I think pinagkaiba nung mga dating election, if we're still on the topic of previous elections. Sa ngayon. Ngayon, grabe yung highlight ng mga tao sa resibo, resibo, resibo.
And I think that's more. I think that's the great. That's going to be the greatest challenge of all the supporting Lenny's presidency. That it doesn't end with her, you know, potentially winning the election. But I think the support and at the same time, our critical assessment should be up a notch higher if she does win the presidency, because these are a lot of promises. Alam mo yan. These are a lot of promises that the camp is making, and we need to make them accountable, diba? The other day they made that historic signing with the BARMM. With BARM, diba? Regarding na if she wins the presidency, these are the things that she's going to push forward. You know, those are things that should not and cannot be simply lip service. The promises of safety for environmental activists, or for activists in general, those are not promises that should remain lip service, because lives are in danger. Actually, that goes for all, that goes for all politicians. So you have to go back though, that your promises, you know, no matter how simple they may seem, they mean life and death for a lot of people. And for you to, you know, I'm not saying, you know, any candidate is making false promises. But we've also seen it happen in the past. That's why I think kailangan natin maging mapagmatchag, especially after the elections. Diba?
Parang sa mga manliligaw yan, siguro yung totoo yung mga sinasabi sa inyo at papatunayan talaga sa inyo, hindi lang sa panliligaw magaling.
Mga I can handle it. Tara!
Tama!
I can handle it.
Tapos biglang creepy na the next time. My God.
creepy mag-iha.
Di tayo bitter for today's video.
But yeah, anyway, going now. We're moving forward. Yes, naririnig ba yung asa namin? Si Palermo yun.
Yes. Parang umuungol siya
dyan. Hindi kasi clingy si Palermo. Palermo, sir.
Pinagdadaanan ni Palermo dyan.
Palermo's our 10-year-old assumed na Jack Russell Terrier. Assumed. Kasi mukha siya Jack Russell Terrier, pero yung size niya hindi pang Jack Russell Terrier.
Baka may halo.
Oo, pili nga. Anyway, so now that you're casting your vote, you know, obviously, you know, without Lenny in mind, sabi natin it's an entire different slate of people who are running for presidents. What would be your objective, what would be your objective metrics ng pagboto?
Ako na lang siguro. Supports my rights as a woman.
Perfect.
And supports the rights of other people. And nakikita ko, based on track records, it's a clean record. And yung may nagawa talaga. Like, hindi lang recently yung nagawa. Like, there's a long list of records na may nagawa na siya in the past. I think that's, like, my main points kung sino iboboto ko this election. Yeah.
Ako siguro, I would vote for a candidate wherein pag nagkaanak ako, hindi ako may yung sabihin na huwag ka magnakaw, huwag ka magsinungaling. Huwag kang gawin mo yung tama, mag-aral ka. Na pag sinabi ko yun, it also manifests din sa to the people I support. Because to me, right now, one of my biggest disappointments in this election is when some of the teachers I grew up, you know, extolling, or even some of the older figureheads that I grew up extolling or supporting, or I was really fond of, you know, who have inculcated in me lessons of honesty, or what they call this, integrity, creating pride at work, are actually supporters of a a dynasty of ano, of tyrants. Diba? Parang, alam mo yun yung magiging tanong mo eh. Parang, like for example, yung mga artists who are supporting yung mga ano, who are supporting yung return of the Marcoses. Para sa ano yung pag-aaral na ginagawa natin bilang mga sa sining? Diba? Kung sa tunay na buhay natin, ano ba yun? Parang yun nga, yung isa nga siya, ano ba? Yung paglahok mo ba sa mga dula na tumutuligsa sa pasismo, tumutuligsa sa mga sa bulok ng gobyerno? Ano ba yun? Art for art's sake lang ba yun? Masabi lang na involved ka sa isang production? Kasi kung ganun, itigil mo na pagiging artista, lipas na ang panahon ng gulumi paglikha ng sining para lang sa ngalan ng sining. Tandaan natin bilang ano, na manlilikha ng ano ng mga ng performances na ang art does not occur in a vacuum. But anyway, yun, di ba nga, art does not appear in a vacuum. Hindi lang siya nangyayari ngayon. Hindi lang siya nabubuo dahil, oh my God, parang feeling ko gusto kong mag-create ng art today about this. No, it comes from the pressing need, from your external factors that there's injustices around you, the people farthest away from the center are suffering, and for you to join those productions or for you to join in the creation of those types of art and still espouse a government of based on deceit and abuse, that's just whack, yo. Ang whack nun. And I think when I do cast my vote, sabi natin Lenny or not any of the other candidates are running, yun yung magiging basis ko na pag ano, in one day nagkaroon ng pananaw, pag sinabi ko sa kanya huwag ka magnakaw, masama magnakaw, I can tell them without nang walang pag-iimbot or walang doubt in my head na, you know, I may not have been perfect, but I know I've been consistent in supporting people who espouses the values that I want my kids to learn. Diba? But that's just me. Of course, grabe, ang lalim na hugot ko kasi I feel so betrayed by so many people by their political leanings. Alam niyo kasi, I felt betrayed by so many friends and artists na parang, my God, magkatumang tayong ginagawa natin itong production na ito. Tapos sasabihin mo sa akin, sinusuportahan mo yung... Grabe, pinagpawisan ako. But this is not about me. Kayo, Ina, sorry, ano yung magiging basis niyo? Sabihin natin, hindi tatakbo yung mga tao tumatakbo ngayon. Ano yung magiging objective basis niyo for voting?
Alam mo, track record talaga eh. Tama si Athena dun. Track record. Kailangan mo i-check. Hindi lang yung nakikita mo sa TikTok or sa Facebook. Kailangan mo i-check kung alin dun yung legit. So, you have to check yung legit news, source, ganyan. And anong tawag dito? Usually kasi sinusunod ko yung kiliti sa puso ko eh. Kung ano yung, alam mong, ewan ko.
So, there's an, what do you call this? There's an intuitive part to you on it.
Yeah, o kung ano yung, kasi as a person na parang center ko talaga is love, 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 and heart. Purity of the heart, ganyan and all.
Sailor Moon yan si Sari eh. So, totoo yun, guys. Si Sari po si Sailor Moon. She's so... Her heart is very pure. So, she has a black cat!
Oh, hello. Na-actualize na natin. Mahala to. Powers na lang. Hindi, pero kasi... kasi yung humility sa puso mo talaga. Alam niyo dati, nag-work din ako kay Dick Gordon. Tapos nababasa ko yung mga things about him right now. Yung pagka-elitista niya, kung paano siya sa mga sorties. Ang weird. Kasi may part sa akin na natatawa ko. Kasi alam kong totoo yun. Tapos during that time, hi boss, alam mo yun, cute na cute ako sa kanya. Para siyang tito ko na, ala si tito, mainit na naman yung ulo. Eh kasi ako naman yung type of person na napapaamo ko siya. Hmm. It's like, oh boss, ano bang gusto mo? Gusto mo gawin kita ng popcorn? Pag-usapan natin yung init ng ulo mo. Ginagalan ko lang.
Very tropa ka talaga doon natin, sorry.
Sige, I want popcorn. Coffee? How do you drink your coffee? Ganun ako sa
bet.
Lalabas ako.
Eni-eni lang ni Sari si Dick Gordon. Kaya nyo yan?
Alam mo si Sari talaga, no? Ano, siya, whisperer siya ng mga men in power.
Well, I would like to believe so. Kasi parang, ano, ayoko, gusto ko i-break yung ano ng mga tao na hindi siya approachable, hindi magagawa ng paraan to, ganyan. Kasi, alam mo, human connection pa rin yung huli, yung sa huli, at the end of it all, parang connection ng yung tao sa tao pa rin yung nag-work eh. Kailangan mo iparamdam na tao ka, at tao din yung kausap mo. And doon ako nag-ano din, na pag nakikita ko yung mga reklamo kay Dick ngayon, yung iba doon, yes, they I am against them, pero yung iba, nakikutan lang ako, nilalagyan na lang ng kulay ng mga tao, pero for me, parang, you know what, alam ko kasi kung saan siya nanggaling, kaya natatawa na lang ako eh. Na parang lagi ko naman siya nire-remind dati na, boss, yung tingin mong makamasa ka na, hindi pa yun yun.
This is not it.
Pero hindi ito yun. Kung gusto mo ng masa, ganito ang masa. Gaganunin ko siya. Kasi, ano eh, well, hindi naman siya galing sa masa, so hindi niya alam talaga yung flavor na yun. Ano lang, parang kailangan maging masusi talaga tayo sa pag-check ng background ng mga tao. Hindi talaga, lahat na nakikita nyo sa internet, kailangan hindi lang double check, triple check. Yung nakikita nyo sa TikTok, oh my God, na rabbit hole ako sa TikTok. Kailangan nyo i-double check kung alin doon yung totoo at hindi. Hindi porket may nakikita kayong video clips, hindi porket may nakikita kayo na facts, kunwari, na pinapakita nila doon, yun na yun. Hindi yun yun. You really have to check. And pangalawa, ano ba yung napupusuan ko? Kasi mararamdaman mo yun if that person or that candidate connects with you eh. Kahit saan ka pang antas ng ano, ng pamumuhay, parang mararamdaman mo na, ay, bakit may pakialam siya? And totoo ba na gagawin niya yung mga ginagawa, yung mga pinangako niya? And then, again, ipaalala na lang natin sa mga tao na ang pagpili ng iboboto natin sa halalan, eh, hindi dahil sa kung gaano kalakas yung dating niya sa'yo, kung nagre-resonate sa'yo lahat ng sinasabi niya, hindi yun doon nagtatapos bilang mga Pilipino eh, dapat nakikita natin or na-force, sinatry natin i-foresee kung gagawin niya ba talaga at sisingilin natin siya pag nandun na siya. Kasi nangyayari ngayon, ano eh, fans club eh, alam mo yun, parang K-pop, palakasan ng army, ganon.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I think in terms of the idea of accountability, accountability is not just simply owning up to a mistake, but accountability is also owning up to promises. Oh. I think that's a very important thing. Why are we talking about accountability? Wala siyang ginawang mali. Wala siyang ginawang masama. Hindi, ang ginawa... Go.
Alam mo, ang talino nung pagkakagawa nung Rosas na kanta ni Lenny. Kasi parang hindi ko masisinagin lahat ng anino pero sisikapin ko, sabi niya ganun. So parang, ang dami-dami syempre yung problema na maiiwan ng administrasyon sa kanya if ever.
Ay, I'm pretty sure, sobra, as in economically, sobrang lugmok natin. Kawawa talaga si Lenny.
And iisa, susubukan niya isa-isahin lahat ng sektor na hindi napabayaan, lahat ng mga humihingi ng tulong, lahat ng nagsumisigaw ng pansinin niyo kami dahil malaki din ang issue sa sektor na ito. Ang dami niyang aasikasuhin ganun. Kaya ang ganda ng pagkakagawa ng kantang yun na hindi ko maaninagan lahat yan sa termino ko, pero sisikapin ko. And that's a really warm promise na sige, gets namin kung hindi mo magagawa lahat, pero gusto namin makita na sinusubukan mo. Gusto namin makita na naririnig mo pa rin kami. And yun talaga yung nag-ano sa akin na parang, oh my God, at least susubukan niya at alam niya na hindi niya magagawa lahat basta-basta. Kailangan niya ng tulong nating lahat with that. And ang nagbibigay pag-asa sa akin kung bakit siya ngayon or kung sino yung pinipili ko ngayon is dahil hindi lang sa kanya manggagaling yung movement. Lahat ng taong sumusuporta sa kanya, willing tumulong sa kanya. Mm. Ganun yung nangyayari sa campaign ngayon eh. Normal lang naman siyang tao kung tutusin sa economically ah. Parang normal lang siyang tao pero lahat ng karamihan ng mga taong sumusuporta sa kanya, tinutulungan siyang maabot yung dapat niya maabot. And I think yun yung pinaka ano eh, pinaka essence nung pagka-Pilipino, yung makabayan ka, yung bayanihan kayo na tutulungan tayong maabot yung bansa na gusto natin, yung Pilipino tayo na maipagmamalaki natin. So gusto ko yun na parang, ah, nagtutulungan tayo, hindi lang siya. Hindi lang natin siya ilulukulok doon tapos sasabihin natin na, anong tawag dito? O sige, gawin mo na yung trabaho mo. Andito rin tayo para kumilos with her. Kasi gusto ko yung idea na, ako ha, napipigilan ko yung sarili kong mang-away ng ibang tao kasi hindi ganun yung kandidato ko. Gusto kong mag-reflect sa akin kung ano yung ano nakikita ko sa kandidato ko. It makes me a better version of myself. And diba sa jowa, ganun din tayo. Gusto natin ang mga tao that makes us better versions of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
At parang nag-glow tayo and nag-grow tayo. Go grow, glow.
Gulay ka, girl.
Grow with that person. And nakikita ko yun kay Lenny kasi parang gusto ko maging mabait because of her. Radical talaga magmahal. Love talaga ang sagot sa lahat. Ganun. At nag-resonate yun sa akin. I think ganun tayo maghanap ng... Sana makatulong yun sa inyo para maghanap ng kandidato na gusto ninyo. Parang... maipagmamalaki mo ba siya? Hindi lang as a jowa, pero as a presidente na parang, oh my God, parang nakaka-proud. And hindi lang yun, ikaw ba? Tutulong ka ba para iangat yung, makikipag-cooperate ka ba sa mga gagawin niya?
Mm-hmm.
Yun lang. Yung ikaw as a person, kikilos ka rin ba? Mapapakilos ka ba niya? Kasi as of the moment, napapakilos niya ako eh. At pagod niya ako eh. Hindi ginigising pa.
Oh guys, nakahiga ngayon si Sari.
So ayun, yun lang. Nadala ko
doon. What about you, Ina?
Ako parang recently lang nag-post yung friend ko. Maganda yung ano niya, no? Maganda yung... And to me, I think that will summarize what I'm looking for in a candidate. Aminado ako, in the past elections, when I voted, I only voted because, alam mo yun, parang, ah, ito, I think we're very lucky now kasi in the past elections for senators, there are people with very, very glowing track records. Pero not a lot. Pero in the past kasi, you kind of always just voted for like the lesser evil.
Mm-hmm,
parang ito boboto ko siya kasi compared dun sa iba, okay na siya. Nakita ko yung post ng friend ko and I think that will summarize everything that I want to say when I'm looking for a candidate. Yung status niya is what if mali ako? What if I chose wrong? Especially now, right after nung pagkapanalo ni Duterte, a lot of people obviously were wrong. I'm gonna die on that hill. Mm-hmm. I know we probably have, you know, people here that still support him, but I will die on that hill. Because to me, the proximity of the error of voting for him was very, very, naiyak ako, is very, very strong. Number one, I had a friend who was attacked. And was almost killed because of the issues ng mga tumandok sa Iloilo. I have other friends who naghiwalay sila ng partner. Hindi naman naghiwalay. Naghiwalay sila ng partner niya and the other one is a journalist that had to escape to go to Canada, I think, or US. Because tinutulig sa din siya. Because he's a journalist and he writes about the truth about this administration. So to me, kaya matingkad sa akin yung question, what if mali ako? And you know what? What if mali ako kay Lenny? What if she's not good? What if she turns out to be a failure? You know what? The answer is, I'm not gonna die. My friends are not gonna die. People will not be
murdered.
Amen. People will not be
killed.
Gagi. Ako
I have friends and I know people na matay yung si ano si Lian, our previous guest ako Dazzers, his mother died because he started a community pantry and they were terrorized by the military. And what if I'm wrong about Lenny? What if I'm wrong? Hindi niya matupad lahat yun, but I'm not gonna die. Because you know what? Track record shows us that Lenny is a decent person. Yun lang yung base, yun lang yung base na hinahanap mo minsan sa tao, not even a candidate. They are decent people. And when you see a person, lalo na a candidate, na napaka-distant sa kanila ng idea ng buhay ng isang tao, X na yon when they say, you know, it's easy for them to kill or they don't care if these people die. You know what? A lot of people are criticizing Lenny because she protested against the drug war. And you know what I learned from John Oliver? How we think about criminals says something a lot about us. When you say, alam mo, addict yun eh, kailangan niyang mamatay. Yung kaibigan natin si Cheryl, her brother died. And aminado siya, her brother, I think, tried drugs and became, you know, was involved in the drug ring. But does that mean, when you are in close proximity to people like that, does that mean they deserve to die? Kung malayo ka, that sometimes you don't feel it anymore, deserve na matay. But when you're in close proximity to these people, you know these people don't deserve it. Uh-oh. And I cannot, in good conscience, vote for, even if it's not Lenny, vote for anybody like that. Yung, because they feel they're so distant from people, it doesn't matter. Because the end justifies the means. Alam mo yun, yung sobrang Machiavellian natin. Alam mo yun, I cannot. So that's what I'm looking for. When I ask myself, what if I was wrong? What if hindi nagawa ni Lenny yun? What if hindi niya natama yung ikaw? I'm not expecting Lenny to be perfect. In fact, yung sinasabi ko nga sa self ko, I'm not voting for Lenny because I'm expecting change in 6 years. Nauto na tayo nun. I'm voting for Lenny because she will move the bar. For people like in the next election, kung radical na tayo enough, we can vote for someone like Cal Yodi or Nery Colmenares too, you know, because the bar will move.
Yeah.
Right now, we are so desensitized to proper things that we think that anything that means to help people have their human rights is leftism and communism. Mm-hmm. You give people a community pantry, ano yan? Komunista. Men, people are hungry. That's basic. Alam mo yon? So, Lenny has to be there for me because she will move the bar. Because why is it so wrong to give people the basic things that they need? Why are we saying that we cannot listen to the NPA? Because yun din yung isang criticism sa kanya eh. She's a supporter of the NPA because she's willing to listen to them. Of course, you should be willing to listen to them because killing them will not work. Mm-hmm. Yung mga addict, if we kill one, ten will come. Because they don't need to be killed. They need to be rehabilitated. And those are the small statements that she has during debates. That means she values basic human rights and she's basically decent person. Amen. So yun yung lagi kong tinatanong sa sarili ko, what if I'm wrong? What if hindi pala tamang iboto si Chel Jokno? What if hindi siya nag-start ng legal free legal campaign? Oo. Pero papatayin ba ako ni Chel Jokno? Hindi. Papatayin ba ako ni Nery Colmenares? Hindi. But there are candidates out there who think it's that easy to ipreso yan because we don't wanna deal with them.
Totoo. You know? Naramdaman kita.
Hindi nakakaiyak naman.
Naramdaman kita dun sa part
ko ng tubig.
Mamamatay yung friends ko. Kasi parang, hindi naman masamang magsalita against the government kung nakikita mong mali eh. Yung ginagalawa nila. Hindi naman masamang gumawa ng mabuti towards ibang tao. Pero yung papatayin ka because of it, ang sakit nun eh.
And hindi ba, ang dami nating kakilala na gano'n, na namatay sila.
Tsaka who are you to decide who dies and who lives, right?
Yeah. Alam mo, naiyak ako din sa Raising the Bar kasi,
real talk lang. Does anybody even remember that Noli De Castro was the vice president? My God!
Oo!
Even sure,
Kasi ang mga vice president, wala lang, parang hingan lang ng pag sa balita, hingan lang ng opinion ko ano naman masasabi mo sa nangyayari ngayon, ganun. Wala silang chika talaga about sa...
Pero si Lenny, pangina naman, tama yung nagawa.
Ano na yun?
Best in hardworking si girl.
Doon sa Raising the Bar ni Ina, kasi naalala ko, parang... And I'm not trying to incite anything. Naalala ko, di ba, nung nag-post si Vico Soto na na-regularize na yung mga tao sa, ano, sa Pasig City Hall. And then, my God, para sabi, ang dami nagko-comment din na parang, wow, revolutionary, napaka nung pagbabago. Parang sabi ko, my God, that shouldn't be revolutionary, that's basic right.
Diba? Parang
people
basic
are working yung... there for 20, 30 years and this is revolution. It's not!
It's not, and, diba?
And that's why I think, sabi ko, tama yung Ina. Parang, of course, we're going to push that yung mga pyramids niya is something that she's going to work with. But at the same time, very important yun when you raise the bar. Now, when you say you're going to do this, you're going to act up on it. But I don't want regularizing people to become a revolutionary act. It should be the mean.
Yes.
It should be the mean. I don't want na parang... talking to activist group to become, wow, sobrang revolutionaryo ng ano ng kandidato na yun. Hindi! That shouldn't be, hindi ba ano yun, what they call this? Is hindi ba yun yung nasa heart of democracy?
Dapat na, given yun, di ba?
Na free speech and all that. And then, yeah. Grabe, this episode, sabi ko, sabi ko
alam mo, pag sa... natapos tong episode na to, bumoto pa rin kayo ng mali, dudunggol siya.
ang dunggol na. Ano ba to? Sabi nyo, election lang. Ba't nag-iiyak na tayo ngayon?
Ang lalo kasi, mom.
Iiyak ako dun sa I will not die. Kasi oo nga, we will not die.
Ang mga ano to, ano to iiyakin for Lenny.
Pag nagkamali, umiiyak nami.
Oh, kasi iniisip ko yun eh. Parang before, siguro if I was involved in this kuda some good 10 years ago, this will not affect me. But then now, grabe, I don't want to give rise to the stereotype. Pero kasi, nung nag-aaral ako sa UP, I was really involved. I was really able to talk to yung mga, kasi the way we talk about activism, it's like, how the Western world constructed the boogeyman. Does that make sense? So parang, oh, huwag ka lalapit sa mga tibak. Yung mga tibak, ganito gagawin. Kukunin ka nila, tapos dadalhin ka nila sa bundok. But then I've also met mga tibak na hindi makabasag pinggan. And then, iniisip ko sila, they're some of the brightest and some of the most fun and most gentle people I know. And I can just imagine napapatay sila for alam mo yun, yung... Oh my God. Until now, minsan, randomly, I never knew him personally, pero I get emotional when I think about Chad.
Oh my God, my brother knows him. Ang last message niya pa sa kanya, ingat ka ha. Naiyak ako.
I never knew Chad personally, but then, he was always that one person na whenever kinakwento na ibang tao, you feel like he always improves kung sino man, yung buhay na kung sino man nakakausap niyo or na he's with. And then now, and alam mo yun, pinapalo ko siya sa Twitter, social media, and yung mga pinapost niya, kabaklaan, kachipan, I mean, kachipan in a good way ha, yung alam mo yun, yung...
Kakanalan yung mga gano'n.
Kakanalan. Diba yung dinalik pa yung mga posts, yung mga allegations sa kanya na he was part of the armed movement when he was 16. Tapos, nung pinakita yung mga Miley niya 10 years ago, para daily horoscope, ano pong mangyayari sa akin ngayon?
NPA pala ha.
Alam mo yun na parang pag-ask, ano pong forecast tomorrow?
And di ba, it makes you realize these people are human.
Yeah, and at the same time, how ludicrous the allegations are. And that's why, alam mo yun, what they call this, candidates who support red tagging. Napakalaki ekis nun sa akin because it costs lives, it costs beautiful lives.
And it causes fear.
which shouldn't be. You should not be afraid of your life.
And I'm already afraid
for something.
I'm already afraid of global warming. I'm already afraid of COVID. Now I am going to have to be afraid to speak out.
Diba? Ay, nalala ko yung, alam mo sa akin, best part ng Pasay Rally to me, yung speech ni John Arcelia. Yung sabi niya, katungkulan natin magpuna.
Isa pa si John Arcelia.
Isa pa yan na mga hashtag mga iyakin for Lenny.
Sabi ko, alam mo, enough na. Marami na akong luhang inano for Lenny. Pero, tangin na nagsalita na si John Arcelia. Ano mo naman siya?
Alam kaya ni Lenny, nagpapahiyak siya. Ma'am, gusto lang ito inform.
Baby Lenny, di ba may podcast ka? Sana nakikinig ka sa amin.
Ma'am, gusto ko lang namin inform, ha? Ang ilig mo magpahiyak. Nangaano ka eh. Ikaw, Nika, yung rosas mo, tangina mo eh. Ang ina lahat ng version ng Rosas, iniyakan ko yung choir, yung violin.
Mami, yung choir. Message pa kita nun, di ba?
Tapos yung ano, yung tagma dito, yung mga deaf na in-interpret yung Rosas. Muntang ina yun. Sabi ko, ayoko na umiyak.
Ma'am, ako na isa ako na nag-power combo yung Federasyon ng Sangkabaklaan. Yung nakikita mo si Mimi, si Sasa Girl,
Ma'am,
si Pipay.
Power yun.
Tapos parang, boom, vice ganda.
Tapos vibe. When you call my name, it's like...
Oh, Federasyon ng Sangkabaklaan. Power combo.
Ako, totoo, malaki talaga yung pasasalamat ko sa LGBT community. Kasi diba dati, yung observation ko lang to, ha, it's not scientific. Diba dati, medyo corny yung mga pakulo nila for Lenny. Yung pa-heart-heart, yung pa-bagets-bagets. Pero nung dumating si Mimi, ha, tas binakla niya si Lenny, tapos yung Sangkabaklaan, parang, and then they found na sobrang comfortable, kahit baklain mo kasi si Lenny, hindi naman nawawala yung pagka-prim and proper niya, pero sasabay siya.
Parang siyang nanay who's trying to, alam mo, may...
Kay Mimi yan, nag-start yan, super thankful.
As parang,
yung sa lugaw, yung nagluluto sila ng lugaw.
Tapos yung pinutusan niya si Lenny mag-TikTok, Bipi Lenny, tumayo ka dyan, putang ina, pupunta naman.
Masunurin si girl.
Tapos ganito tayo, post tayo ng ganito. Tapos gaganyan na. Tangina talaga. As alam mo yon, the LGBT and their cover of yung, ano yun, yung kay Lenny tayo, lahat ng dance cover ng Sangkabaklaan para dyan. Talagang panalo yon. It became such a bop na talagang, tangina, mananalo tayo!
Tapos yung nagwawak sila kay Lenny, meron yun yung mga nagsasayaw. I know that. So,
pero
thank
alam
you.
Favorite ko nung in-endorse ng mga farmer si Kiko.
Paulit-ulit
kong pinapanood yun. Ano talaga, yung uhog ko na talaga yung tumutulo na parang... Grabe.
Ano ba yun? Sorry, papayak na
ako. Iyak na naman ako. Tama na. How did this become an iyakan episode?
I did not sign the waiver for this.
Alam ko na title ng episode na to. Iyakins for Lenny.
Iyakins for Lenny.
Sana. Hindi naman kasi yung nag-endorse kasi kay Lenny, hindi as much as katulad nung yung nag-endorse kay Kiko. Pero Kiko is always there. And he's taking it gracefully na parang okay, endorse si Lenny pero hindi ako. It's okay. Pero nung farmers na, nakita ko talaga yung grabe kung hindi, kung ano, kung alam mo yun, kung planted lang yun, kung scripted yun, parang galing yun naman kasi grabe, totoo naman yung mga emotion, ma'am.
Eh, saka diba, ano, Kiko fights for the farmers talaga. Uh-huh. Noon
pa eh.
He was handling it with so much
breakup ko, hindi ko nga iniyakan ng ganito. Hindi, makakalibay.
Ano yung jowa mong iniyakan mo ng ganito?
Para kami pa rin ito, mga kapitbahay. Yung mga previous breakup ko, hindi ko iniyakan ng ganito. Pero pag pinabalik yung mga video talaga, iyak ako na iyak. Yung lalo na yung sa choir.
Na it was his moment, pero tinawag niya si Lenny para ipakilala yung farmers at para magpicture sila together. And I'm like, oh my God, alam mo, sobrang sucker ako sa mga taong magaling mag-assist. Like, sila yung, gusto ko yung mga best supporting, best, kahit sa ML, gusto ko yung mga nagsusupport na parang ito ninyo.
May ML analogy.
Gusto ko yung mga characters na magagaling na butlers. Mm. Gusto ko sila na parang ang galing nyo mag-support, ang galing nyo mag-assist, mm, naiintindihan nyo yung halaga nung nandun sa taas. Mm. And even ako, as a person, parang pinaka-kinareer ko sa mga org ko, yung pagiging vice ko. Kaya tuwan-tuwa ako kay Kiko nung ginawa niya yun, na it was his moment, pero binitbit niya pa rin si Lenny with him.
Tawang-tawa ako nung
farmers, ganun.
Nung moment ni Gary B, nung sa Pasay Rally, diba at one point, paulit-ulit yun, oh, medic, ganyan, oh, kailangan ng tubig, Camerlat. Wala po akong tubig dito, sabi ni Gary B. Tapos nakikita mo si Lenny at si Kiko doon sa background. Si Lenny nag-iikot, naghahanap ng tubig. Tapos may nag-abot lang kay Kiko ng tubig.
Yung kay Julia naman, yung kay Julia Barreto. Lenny, ay gagi, medic.
Gano'n na gano'n sa Pasig.
Oh, tagina.
Kahapon ba yun? Ay, nung sa Pasig, sa Pasay, sabi niya, ah, okay, medic daw. Ayan, paparating na. Medic? Papunta na dyan. Trying your best not to panic. Medic, papunta na daw dyan, papunta na daw. Nakikita niya yung mga artista, yung mga ano.
Alam mo, punchline pag nagano, nag-viral itong iyakan moment natin. Tapos umabot kay Lenny. Iyak na naman ako pag nangyari yun.
Sige, pag na-post to, itag mo sari sa pub si VP Lenny. VP Lenny Bekenemen.
sige.
VP Lenny, hindi ka pa umuupo. Pinapaiyak mo na
kami. Pinapaiyak mo na kami, sumasabra.
Gagi, feeling ko pagka ano, imamanifest ko na talaga pag nag, ano na, yung naglagay na ng kamay si Lenny sa Bible. Iiyak ako.
Ano yung mamanifest yung pag-iyak ka?
Hindi, minamanifest ko yung paglagay niya ng kamay sa Bible.
Grabe yun. Pero, alam mo, one of my biggest takeaways from today's Kuda is whether I'm right or wrong sa pagboto kay Lenny. Because we can never tell. But I'm confident at if even if I'm wrong with Lenny, I will not die. My friends will not die.
And wala na yung fear na marentag tayo.
Grabe tong episode na to. Akala ko parang, alam mo, ano naman, election related naman pala. So we can be scientific about it. And alam mo, and feeling ko
45 walang emotion.
Feeling ko 45 minutes tops, tapos to. Ma'am, 1 hour 16 minutes na. Partida, may ano pa yan, may moment pa yan na hindi mo na-record ka agad, Datina.
At nawala ka pa kanina.
Oh, nawala ka, nag-change ka ng wifi.
Grabe. Pero yeah, I think, obvious naman, opo, totoo po ang balita. Ang presidente po ng Kudas.
Opo. Hindi na namin i-deny yun. She's the best choice for us.
Opo ang Chinese.
Babae ang presidente namin, guys.
Kahit po wala kaming clout, papanindigan namin itong script na to.
Umakyat bigla sa stage, mga kapitbahay! Sino daw?
Kudasers? Ano yun?
Tapos nang ina, ano yung mga makikit pag ginugol nila, ano yung makikita nila mga episode. It's anal sex, not the end of the world.
Okay, ikaw na ata, pinakamasakap na karat ko, gano'n.
Ay, gano'n lang. Si Pipi Lenny, sino yan sila? Ay, ma'am, yan po yung nagsabi na yung isa daw yung pinakamasarap na karat niya.
I obviously we've been very emotional this episode, unexpectedly emotional this episode, but I think understandable why, because we're at a very important juncture in history right now. We're also entering into another stage in world history. We're in, alam mo yun, we'll have to deal with the effects of global warming, and it's, I think, in very explicit ways, we're dealing with war, with an international war, We're dealing with so many things. And I think I give it to someone who has a track record who can handle things in a crisis. Basta, huwag ka dyan, baka malaglag ka. Basta! Guys, andito kasi ako sa may makapit ba si Baste po ang aming aso ni Toto at ni Jolo? Jolo, ikaw.
I have a pussy on my pussy.
Hello, Mala. Meow, meow.
Balik, balik, Baste. Balik, balik, balik. So ayun mga kapitbahay, maraming malaki at maraming pasasalamat sa pagstay at pakikinig ng adon. Ng emotional breakdown ng Padasers for this episode. Kayo, mag-share din kayo kung may mga moments kayo wherein you've had moments of clarity and you realize something about yourself, about your role as a political agent. Political agent? CIA? Charot. As a political participant or as a political actor in this new environment or in this environment that is being created by all these sorties and political rallies, share nyo sa amin. Kahit yung mga kabaklaan or kachipan ninyo na nararamdaman pag nakakapanood nyo ng Lenny video, paramis talaga yung, yung choir version ng inaiyak ako naiyak doon. Share nyo lang sa amin. Tag us, Everything is Up to Dazzers, and that's KUBAZZERS. At of course, gusto rin namin pasalamatan ang network na hindi kami nagkamali sa pagpili. Podcast Network Asia, maraming salamat sa inyong patuloy na suporta. Maraming salamat sa pag-follow up sa mga pangako ninyo sa amin. You the best Podcast Network Asia. And also, we'd also like to give a shout out sa aming mga co-affiliates. They are also dishing out very wonderful, politically active, and politically informed content. Guys, give them a listen. Just check out Podcast Network Asia's website. Woo! Grabe, grabe itong episode na to. Sabi ko parang, kung may energy pa tayo, gawa pa tayo ng isang episode.
Ako, may chicken na ako dito.
Dehydrated na mga bakla. Basta, go back inside. Go back inside, basta. Go back. Ano, ikaw magre-record ng next episode namin? Hindi naman, di ba? Kaya go back inside.
Okay. The Kudazzers Backyardigans are back.
Okay. Anyway, maraming salamat.
Hindi ako aso.
At sabay-sabay. Sa May 9, mga kapitbahay, alam natin kung sino ilalagay natin sa ating mga balota. Sabay-sabay natin gawing kulay rosa sa bukas.
Truly!
Yan. Yan, mga kapitbahay. Again, this is Yutz.
This is Ina.
This is Sari.
And Athena here.
Y'all just listen to
Dazzers!
So kakaspik!
Oh, shabay-shabay!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.